Chapter 23.
There won't be any dwarfing justice, but there will be more dwarfing deaths.
Trapped and flat-footed, Pilpin glared at the laughing satyr and readied himself for the Drakus advance. The hulking creatures were almost three times the size of the dwarfs, and their sharp claws clutched in and out like razors. Devlike raised his battle-axe up high over his head and shouted a battle cry,
"For Morgan!"
The dwarfs formed a battle wedge behind Devlike and shouted in return,
"For Morgan! Charge!"
Devlike roared in Dwarven. The dwarfing force careened into the nearest Drakus with ram-like force, toppled him over, and kept on going. Pilpin stepped on its ugly face and slipped through its grasping claws. It was the fastest he'd ever run before. He cast a glance over his shoulder. The Drakus stood flat-footed, and their huge fanged jaws were gawping.
"Get after them!"
Finland screamed, sawing at the rope that held him.
"Get them! Kill them all! You gray-skinned fiends!"
The dwarf scurried up a rocky hilltop, darted under hanging branches, and ran straight into the mouth of a large cave. Pilpin could hear the satyr Finland's rage-filled scream.
"They're getting away!"
Into the darkness the dwarves plunged, with the Drakus fast on their tails. One by one, they each burrowed into a smaller cave, barely big enough for a dwarf to fit through. Pilpin squeezed inside the gap, and his brethren pulled him in. A Drakus grabbed his ankle and pulled him back out. He dangled in its mighty arm like a stubby, bearded child. Finland laughed, entering the cave.
"Another prisoner!"
He beat his chest like a drum.
"I suggest the rest of you come out, if you don't want to see another dwarf die!"
Pilpin eyed the approaching satyr.
"My!"
Finland said.
"You are a small one, aren't you? And you almost have more beard than body."
He shook his horns.
"That's gross. Now call out your brethren so we can get this over with." "It's over with already,"
Pilpin said, with a gleam in his eyes.
"It's good to know you've come to terms with your circumstances,"
Finland said. He cupped his hands over his mouth.
"Come out! Come out, you husky men! Or else I'll feed this bearded morsel to my Drakus!" "They won't come!"
Pilpin said, folding his little arms over his chest. Finland stood eye to eye with him and said,
"Is it because you'd rather die than see them surrender?"
Pilpin shook his head.
"No, not at all!" "Then why is it, then?"
Pilpin scanned the cave. All the Drakus had converged around him and Finland.
"Well,"
Pilpin said, in a hushed voice, eyes darting from one Drakus to the other.
"It's because the dark skies are falling."
"What?"
Finland said, craning his neck.
"Dark skies are falling,"
Pilpin said with a wink.
"I don't catch your meaning,"
Finland said, while his ears wiggled all around and bent. Pilpin made an old dwarfen giggle and reached into his pocket. He held a large nutshell in his hand.
"Is that your last meal?"
Finland said, eyeing the cave.
"No, it's for the Drakus."
He stuffed it in the nearest Drakus's mouth, closed his eyes, and covered his ears.
"Enjoy!"
The Drakus chomped down. The entire cave shook. Pilpin fell free and scrambled for the narrow gap they pulled him from before. He took one last glimpse into the cave. One Drakus was missing a head, and its body was smoking. Finland and the others staggered onto their feet, eyes searching the darkness above. Finland, the satyr's eyes widened.
"Get out! Get out!"
He dashed for the cave mouth just as the dark sky crashed down.
We've found something,
a sergeant of Barnabas said. He was tall and wiry with tangled brown hair. He saluted and stood at attention.
Finally,
Phelan the satyr said. She waved him off and shoved by him and out of her tent. She turned and looked back at the tent flap.
Well, show me what you found.
The man scurried out with a nod and made his way through the camp, gathering a host of men. Phelan eyed each and every one. The muscles between her shoulders were tight, and the corner of her lip twitched. She hadn't seen her brother or the Drakus in the past 2 days. She rubbed the amulet around her neck and summoned its power. But nothing came.
Brother, I will kill you if you failed me again.
She had followed the soldiers on hooved feet, miles through the forest and ravines when they came to a stop. She could see scouts standing up on the rocky hillside farther ahead. She noticed a rope hanging from a tree nearby. Her gaze fell to the ground. One scout pointed at footprints and said,
Dwarfs, Drakus and your brother, they lead that...
I can see that.
She marched forward with her heart beating inside her throat. Something was wrong. Amiss. She picked up her pace and trotted up the rocky climb underneath the overhanging pine branches. A few soldiers in dusty and stained armor, who stood on a crag, turned to face her with widening eyes. They scooted back and dipped their heads, turning toward the rock face of the mountain. Her head beaded with sweat. Her breath was hard to find. Before her, what was once a large cave mouth that opened wide was filled with huge stones and rubble. Her hooves clacked over the rocky crag and came to a stop in front of the cave mouth. A glint of steel in the sun caught her eye. A smear of red did, too. She shuddered a breath and her eyes swelled with tears. Holding the knife was the cold, dead hand of her brother. The rest of his body was buried in the rubble. She fell to her knees.
No!
She sobbed, cried, and screamed for minutes. Maybe an hour, until she could cry no more. Shaking like a leaf, she managed to stand up and eye the rock-filled tomb. She could only assume the Drakus were in there, too.
The High Priestess Selene will have my head for this.
The sergeant cleared his throat and spoke with his head cast to the ground.
I'm sorry for your loss, he said, but at least the dwarfs are gone, too.
She stabbed him in the chest with her brother's dagger. He fell to the ground. All the soldiers shuffled backward. She glared at them and shook her head.
Leave him for the vultures. Let's get back to camp.
The sound of metal striking stone echoed all around.
Are you finished crying yet, your goat-horned, mule-hoofed, hairy-backed fiend?
Phelan's head snapped upward, and hatred blazed in her eyes. A small dwarf that sounded like 10 spoke.
Your brother's dead, and soon you will be as well. But until then, it's never too late to surrender.
I'll kill you,
the dwarf said, cupping his ears.
Were you talking to your brother again? Don't you know the dead can't hear you?
High atop the rocky hill, she could see a small group of dwarfs. Their hands were filled with picks and shovels.
Only a fool would follow a dwarf into a cave,
his voice echoed.
Or a satyr.
You'll pay for this,
she shouted, shaking her fist.
My army will hunt you down and slaughter the lot of you.
We'll see about that,
the little dwarf said. He raised a pick over his head and started swinging.
Brethren, let us deliver her a nice
grave!
The dwarfs rattled their picks and began to chant and yell.
Rocky grave! Rocky grave!
Rock slide! Run!
One soldier yelled. Phelan sprinted down the hill. Behind her, the rock slide covered the entire face of the hill. Only the soldiers at the bottom survived. Above, she could see the small dwarf waving his hand.